This is Radio Nepal. I am SN. Stress over the news, the headlines first. Ministry of Finance says Nepal's macroeconomic indicators are improving. Revenue collection increases by 11.3% in the last fiscal year. Efforts begin to repatriate stranded Nepali citizens in Kerung after flash flood washed away Nepal-China friendship bridge on July 8th. Natural disasters claim 93 lives in Nepal in last 3 months, and at least 60 people die after fire tears through five-story shopping center in the Iraqi city of Kut. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Finance has stated that Nepal's macroeconomic indicators are improving and becoming stronger. According to the ministry, there has been an increase in both revenue and federal expenditure, while the external sector remains strong and the internal economy is gradually returning to normal. Ministry spokesperson Shyam Prasad Bhandari informed that in the fiscal year 2024-25, revenue collection increased by 11.3%, federal expenditure by 9.3%, recurrent expenditure by 5.5%, capital expenditure by 16%, and financial management related expenditure by 17.6%, while the country's economic growth was 3.67%. In the fiscal year 2023-24, it is estimated to have reached 4.61% in the last fiscal year. The Nepali citizens who were rendered helpless in Kerung after the flood Lende rivulet swept away the Nepal-China friendship bridge on the 8th of July are to be repatriated soon. According to Chief District Officer of Rasuwa, Arjun Paurel, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has requested the Chinese government to arrange for the return of 1,200 people who were stranded. It has been reported that 117 people who have been residing there for several weeks had requested the Chief District Officer to arrange for their return. Among those stranded are 91 vehicle drivers and helpers. The Chinese side has made arrangements for food and accommodation for the helpless Nepalese in Kerung. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City has urged its residents to take preventive measures against dengue amid its increased risk due to continuous rains. According to Rishi Bhusal, resource person for the Infectious Disease Control and Prevention at the KMC office, there has been almost uninterrupted rainfall for the past 1 month, heightening the risk of dengue transmission caused by Aedes aegypti mosquito. The spokesperson said arrangements are in place for the distribution of cetamol and oral rehydration salts, which are the generic medicine and supplement used for dengue infection. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority's latest data of the last 3 months has unveiled 2,065 disaster-related incidents, according to the latest report since the 14th of April, published by the authority today. For the year 2082 Bikram Sambat, there have been a lot of 137 incidents of floods, resulting in the death of 13 people and 22 others missing. Spokesperson Suresh Sunar said that 26 people died from lightning strikes, 14 from fire, 12 from wild animal attacks and 11 from altitude sickness in the last 3 months. The Kabre-Polanchok road section along the BP highway is to remain closed for 12 hours at night for a month, bearing in mind the increased risk of landslides and floods during the active monsoon season. The district administration office of Kabre-Polanchok has confirmed the closure of traffic from Kabre-Bhanjang to Nepal Thok, the border with Sindhuli, for 1 month. Chief District Officer of Kabre-Polanchok, Umesh Kumar Dhakal, said the closure will be enforced from 5 p.m. to 5 a.m. China's ambassador to Nepal, Chan Song, today paid a courtesy call on Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Devendra Dahal. During the meeting held at the minister's office in Simhadarbar, discussions were held regarding the need to restore the Shaprubesi-Raswagadi Road and the Nepal-China Friendship Bridge along the Nepal-China border in Rasuwa. The Chinese side expressed interest in restoring the damaged roadways and the bridge and commitment to construct a temporary structure along the Nepal-China border in Rasuwa to facilitate cross-border movement. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
यही पाए जहाँ जाऊँ कनेक्टेड रहस इंटरनेट मसाफ कर दूँ
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सब इस बटन दे पाउँस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम तो सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना *14# टाइल करने होस
नेपाल टेलीकॉम राष्ट्र को संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The National Information Commission, NIC, has brought the RTI management system into operation from today to facilitate in implementation of citizens' right to information provision. Inaugurating the piloting phase of the system as a program organized at the commission today, Chief Information Commissioner Dr. Suresh Prasad Acharya said they have a plan to bring such system into practice gradually in the 3-tier governments, public bodies and nationwide. The system also includes a provision for appeal if the requested information is not provided. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has unveiled the procedure for the selection of its candidate to stand in the House of Representatives by election. In a press conference held at the party's central office in Kathmandu today, party's Deputy General Secretary Bipin Acharya said the candidates for the upcoming by-election in Rupandehi will be selected on the basis of the procedure unveiled today. Party spokesperson Manish Jha said the acceptability, personality and competency of the candidates will always remain intact. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. A fire that tore through a 5-story shopping center in the Iraqi city of Kut has left at least 60 people dead, the officials said. According to the BBC, the blaze at the mall, which opened 7 days ago, broke out on Wednesday night and has since been brought under control. Social media videos showed firefighters rescuing people from the mall's roof, but state media reported that many are still missing. The Interior Ministry said in a statement that the tragic fire claimed the lives of 61 innocent citizens, most of whom suffocated in bathrooms, and among them 14 charred bodies yet to be identified. It added that 45 people were rescued from inside the building. Regional Governor Muhammad Al-Miyai said that legal action would be taken against the shopping center's owner. The governor has also declared 3 days of mourning. United States senators have passed a package of sweeping cuts that would slash Washington's foreign aid expenditures by about $8 billion as part of President Donald Trump's pledge to drastically shrink federal spending. According to Al Jazeera, the package, which passed in a 51-48 vote early on Thursday, cancels $9 billion in spending already approved by Congress, including more than $1 billion to be stripped from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Two of the Senate's 53 Republicans voted with Democrats against the legislation. The vote was seen as a test of how easily senators would approve spending cuts recommended by Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi and Madhes province and hilly regions of the rest of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Koshi province. There are also possibilities of light rainfall and snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ministry of Finance says Nepal's macroeconomic indicators are improving. Revenue collection increases by 11.3% in the last fiscal year. Efforts begin to repatriate stranded Nepali citizens in Kerung after flash flood washed away Nepal-China friendship bridge on July 8th. Natural disasters claimed 93 lives in Nepal in last 3 months, and at least 60 people die after fire tears through five-story shopping center in the Iraqi city of Kut. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.